This is the Rush Hour. Charles Louis, Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis driving you home on 104.7 Triple M.
And we've just ramped up the superstar dial.
Yeah,
just
we did, Lou.
A touch. We've got Triple M's very own, the one and only Nick Riewoldt. Rui, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you, guys.
Rui.
Well, she's a watershed day, Rui. Steve Hocking and his, one of his various committees, the competition committee, mate, have endorsed a series of recommendations that are heading off to the AFL Commission. In a nutshell, mate, we're going to get the 18-metre runway goal square. We're going to get the 6-6-6 starting formations after a goal, and we're going to get the tightening of the contentious holding the ball rule, along with lots of other bits and pieces of interpretations. No change to the interchange, mate, and no alteration to the deliberate out of bounds. I know that's a lot to take in right now, but what do you think?
Whack, you just hit me straight in the face with those. That's the first I've heard of them. He's a busy man, Steve Hocking.
Isn't it?
18 committees. But, I think the 666, really, teams just putting a number behind the ball, that's only done for a defensive tactic. A lot of teams, try to spit that player through and get him on the end of the footy going the other way. But really, it's a defensive mechanism. It'll be interesting late in games. That's where it's really going to make a huge difference when teams want to flood back. They send an extra number to, sometimes you end up with sort of 10 on 9 in the defensive 50 for a centre square bounce. We saw the dramatic one over in over at Adelaide Oval, Port West Coast late in the year. So that'll be exciting, having 6v6 in that situation where a team needs a goal to win. So, interesting. I don't think it'll do much to fix up the congestion issue during play.
So do you like the goal square, Rui? The fact that now they're going to be able to launch the ball into, I suppose, more dangerous areas?
I don't mind it. I think all it's really going to do is you're going to be kicking to a different part of the ground. The 18v18 is still going to exist.
Yep.
You just might potentially be able to kick to a fatter part of the ground, a wider part of the ground, and therefore less congestion. I'm not sold necessarily on that one. And what was the other one? The interpretation of holding the ball, I think will be great. I think that will have the biggest impact.
Yep.
Because players are reluctant to release the ball when they know they're generally going to be outnumbered. So they don't want to kick to a contested situation anymore. But if you know you're going to be under more heat and holding the ball is more likely going to be paid if you're caught with it, well, then potentially players will just release the ball and dump it forward, which is what we want to see, the ball moving into a contested situation. So, I think they've done enough without tinkering with the fabric of the game too much, which I'm not sure any of us really wanted to see. So still would like to have seen a trial in the NAB Cup before we just go bang. But, they're clearly trying to get a result now, which is good, I guess.
They believe the nomination process. This is word for word here. It believes the nomination process for rucks is still vital, having dragged down the time for the umpire to throw the ball up. That seems crazy to me that we can't get away from who's rucking that question.
Couldn't agree more. Like, what a ridiculous rule. So the reason it was brought in is because ruckmen were getting injured from the third man up in the ruck contest. That's what we were told. So following that logic, if you're in a one-on-one marking contest, a defender shouldn't be able to come over the top and spoil or sit on your head and try and mark.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how often does that happen a game?
All the time.
There's no protection for the forwards or the defenders or whoever in that situation. So why are we so hell-bent on avoiding, the one injury that we had over a two-year period or whatever it was in that situation? And it does. It slows the game down. It removes an exciting element of the game, an element that actually avoids congestion when you get a third man up at a ruck contest. So that one is contradictory to what they're actually trying to achieve.
Really, tomorrow night, the MCG, just want to get your thoughts on this one. Hawthorn take on the Melbourne Football Club. Is this another Cinderella story with the Melbourne Footy Club that we may see in a grand final?
It looks that way, doesn't it? It's got that feel about it. The Dogs coming from seventh. And they just had something intangible throughout that final series, a real spirit. Supporter base were just in raptures.
Mm.
And in Melbourne, it's got a really similar feel. So, they were irresistible last week in that first quarter, and really just the game was over halfway through the second.
Mm, yeah.
So, you just worry about the the Hawks losing someone like Stratton, who's an experienced player, you know, really important to them down back with their ball use. Never underestimate Clarko, obviously, but yeah, I think the D's have that look about them.
Rui, when are you heading off? You obviously spend some of your time with your lovely wife from Texas. When are you going to put in the cowboy hat and the boots on? When does that happen?
As soon as possible. So we'll do the grand final, work with Fox Footy throughout the finals, and then I think we're off on the Monday. So
nice.
We're getting straight out of here. It's great timing heading over there at that stage of the year. I love my NFL football and love the college sports. So college football, NFL football in full swing, and yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great to get away, spend some time. Put Stetson on, put my boots on.
Yeah.
Go full redneck. It'd be good fun.
And how is the body 12 months on? Because obviously first year out, are we feeling fresh and fit? And will you be doing some running over there, redneck style?
I thought I'd feel a bit better, to be honest. But so you're not putting your body through the punishment, but at the same time, you're not getting pampered. You're not getting looked after, so that you don't have the physio, the massage, and actually using your body and your muscles and your joints, you know, while you're still using them, your body just gets used to it. But as soon as you stop, I've found that a lot of my joints have got worse. So vanity's a powerful motivator too. So vanity's got the best of me the last few weeks, knowing that I'm about to head over. And so I've been back in the gym the last few weeks.
Wow. Yeah,
and obviously crossing paths with former teammate Lee Montagne gives you a great look at what you can end up looking like.
Pretty good advertisement.
loving your work, Rui.
You know, big is beautiful, according to Joey. So he's very happy.
Yeah, more of him to hug. All right, mate. All right. Great to talk to you, Rui. Cannot wait to see what happens in week two of the finals. Keep up the great work. Loving it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Nick Rewalt, former St Kilda champ, on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
104.7 Triple M.
Triple M.